Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, His mercies, His barakat, these moments, these hours in which Allah ta'ala's mercies are raining down extremely upon us. And upon those whose Allah ta'ala's graces and Allah's mercy is there, they are filling up their treasure chests. And they are, mashallah, benefiting immensely. Alhamdulillah. They are looting all of the treasures that Allah Ta'ala is giving. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah and barakah, these days of mercy and blessings that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And most definitely, that those people who recognize these days, who are totally benefiting from the benefit in these days. Today's day, if we look at it, it is full of barakah. Today's day that passed, it was Jumu'ah, the first Jumu'ah of Dhul Hijjah and of these 10 days. And how valuable was this day? And such hours of barakat and blessings on this day of Jumu'ah. And how Allah Ta'ala started the day off in a beautiful way, and how beautifully after Salatul Fajr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the tawfiq for us to do His dhikr, His tasbihat, His praise, and maraqabah, meditation, remembrance of Allah in the heart. Alhamdulillah, until Ishraq, until the sunrise. So is this a small barakah? Is this a small blessing? Is this not a blessing of this day that Allah Ta'ala allowed us to be seated to remember Him early in the morning? And then after that, Allah Ta'ala gave us the Salatul Jumu'ah with ease. And mashallah, at Jumu'ah time there were a lot of people. And this is due to the barakah of this day. Alhamdulillah. And very beneficial words that were heard in the khutbah of Jumu'ah. Imam Sahib, our Imam, Mulana Mubarak Sahib, he spoke about the fadail, about these 10 days, and he put a lot of good light on to the knowledge of these 10 days, and a lot of people benefited and heard from his discussion and from his words. So this is also the barakah of these 10 days if we see. And eventually, mashaAllah, Isha time has come, and after Isha, when the day is about to end, then again, Allah Ta'ala has given us an azeem, a great majlis, a gathering of His dhikr and remembrance. So a lot of barakah, a lot of blessings that Allah Ta'ala gives, so much, so much. And where this day comes in, that I mentioned before, that there are the 10 days, one day, then the next day, then as the days pass, alhamdulillah, the nur and the light and the importance will improve and increase. So the 7th of Dhul Hajj has just passed, and it was a day of full of barakah, full of blessings. And the special thing in that day, which was in the day that had just passed, was this, that alhamdulillah, that from tomorrow will be the beginning of the actions of Hajj, rather from tonight. So if we see how much barakah there is in this, so many blessings, this, and today's night, especially tonight, Allah Ta'ala has instilled a lot of His fadl and His grace that He has seated us in His dhikr. What will be the reward? Today, tonight is a very special night. That this night, what is this called? This is Shabi Tarbiyah, the night of Tarbiyah. Yeah, we said the night of Jummah yesterday, the night before Jummah is the night of Jummah. So this is the night? Shabi Tarbiyah. What is this Tarbiyah? That the Mufassirin, the commentators have said that Tarbiyah is thinking and pondering, analyzing. This is that night. And what is this? That it has been explained that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that when the event started and the journey started, then his situation was the same, that he saw a dream. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam saw a dream. And the dreams of the prophets, they are wahi, they are revelation, they are true, honest. So the dream that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam saw, it was tonight, and this night, it was this night, the night that we have now, in which he saw the dream that, go, your son Ismail, sacrifice him. And so when he saw this dream, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, then the next day, which is tomorrow, the 8th of Dhul Hajj, it is a very important day, a great day. And in the same way, this is the night, the 8th of Dhul Hajj tonight. So then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam thought about this, pondered over, is this Shaitan's thought or is this Rahman's thought? He thought about this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam taqwiyat and strength and gave him the hint, direction that the dream you've seen is true. So act upon it. So this is that day. This is that night. And today's night, tonight's night is such a beautiful night that if we all understand and take out all of the situation from in between and we reach to Makkatul Mukarramah, then what will be the situation there? Such great preparation, mashallah, for Hajj. All of the Hajjis are there. All of them, mashallah. How many people are there? 4, 5, 6 million. And everybody will be there around the Kaaba and there will be Noor and the Hajjis will be sitting there, the guest of Allah. And everybody will be in Ihram from tonight. SubhanAllah. So tomorrow's day, because it starts from tonight, doesn't it? So the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, the Hajjis go to Mina. It's the journey from Makkah to Mina. Just like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam saw the dream and he acted upon it. So it's the same thing, the same action. So now, due to rush, people start from today after Isha, they start their journey to go to Mina. But it's written they should start in the morning after Fajr Salah. So there'll be a lot of mashallah busyness there. People be preparing, and Mina will have opened up. From Makkah to Mina, the journey, the route, and the rahmah of Allah is raining down. Mercies of Allah are raining up. Because this is the real life. Because we're sitting in the dream life, isn't it? Somebody's running here, car, this. We're in the dream world. The real world is there. What is happening there? This is what's been explained. So, what a great night this is if we think about it. We lie down, we go to sleep, chit chat, gossip, waste time. How much we could have wasted, tell me. How much we could have wasted. But this Azeem night, great night, Shab-e Tarwiyah, the night of Tarwiyah, Alhamdulillah, this is the situation. There's a lot of Noor, and tomorrow is a great day that is to come, the 8th of Dhul Hajj, and the Fadila, the virtue of tonight. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such maskeen and poor people and people who lose out and sinners. Allah has given us His karam, His mercy, and He has sat us down and given us such an amal. Think about it. It's not a little thing. Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu, I recite this and narrate this hadith time and time again, and you would have heard this and you get enjoyment and listening to this. What a brilliant hadith, alhamdulillah. What a unique hadith, alhamdulillah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there present, and the Sahaba ikram were there, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and spoke to the Sahaba and said, "Oh my companion, shall I not tell you such an action? Shall I not tell you such an item, an action, that from within your deeds can be the best of deeds?" It's the best of deeds. Look at this. Now this is the hadith, that from amongst your deeds, the deeds that we perform, that it will be the best of deeds, the best. Yeah, so that's it. No question mark remains hanging. And then Rasulullah said, "Shall I not tell you an action which is very pure in the eyes of your Lord, your Lord, your Rabb?" So the deed is now even increased in its rank. Then not yet. Let me tell you another point. "Shall I not tell you an action which will increase and elevate your rank and darajat so many times over?" Allahu Akbar. Then Rasulullah said, "Shall I not tell you an action that gold and silver, if you spend equivalent to the heights of Uhud?" That's a great thing. We can't even spend a pound. Gold and silver equivalent to the height of Uhud, the peaks of the mountains. And this action is even better than that. Aha. SubhanAllah. Then it's stated that if the people against you, they are opposing you and they are against you and you are against the person who opposes you, the enemy, and this deed is greater than that tussle. SubhanAllah. And the Sahaba Ikram said, "Ya Rasulullah sallam, bala, please have mercy on us. Tell us, what is this amal? Please tell us. Tell us what a great deed it must be." And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Dhikr Allah." This is the deed that surpasses all these things I've just mentioned. Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. And this is that deed that we are sat here about to do. SubhanAllah, where are these words I'm saying? And look at our status and look at us, our rank. Think for a minute, we're behind the dunya and we are sinners, we are drowned in the sins, and hey, Allah Ta'ala's mercy raining down upon us on such a great night. And what is our condition? What are our mu'amalat, our situation? Look at the rewards and the barakat and the blessings and the mercies and the days and the nights that we're sitting in. Dhikr Allah in this time. Think for a moment. It's beyond imagination. My friends, we should be extremely, extremely grateful. Extremely grateful. And Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala says, if we put all the deeds from our whole life to one side, on the day of judgment, if me and you are standing there, and Allah Ta'ala says, bring out his deeds. Oh, there are waste all of his deeds. And the decision will have been made already. Oh, take this man and throw him into the hellfire. And we'll be standing there on the banks of Jahannam, hellfire, ready for hellfire. Then Allah Ta'ala says, oh, there was one night in this man's life. It was Shab-e Tarweer, the night of the 8th of Dhul Hajj, and he did dhikr. Show me that, Allah Ta'ala will say. Ah, subhanAllah. Allah Ta'ala will look at his dhikr action on that night. Allah will say, go, I've forgiven you. End of story. So this deed tonight can become the excuse for our bakhshish, that we have so many sins. Which sins should we look at? There are so many, too many, but Allah's rahmah is greater than this. And why don't we look towards Allah, Allah's rahmah? Let's glance to Allah's mercy rather than the sins. Allah's rahmah is so great that he has making us sit here on this great, great, great night and making us do this. Otherwise, why is he set us here? There are many people who have not sat here tonight. They're sitting here. They're here. Why? Allah Ta'ala selected them because Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is vast. Allah Ta'ala doesn't see, did he sin or he did do fraud, he lied, he cheated. When Allah's rahmah comes into being, Allah Ta'ala says, take him into that gathering that I can become happy that when he comes to me, I will forgive him due to this gathering. SubhanAllah, Allah's karam, Allah's mercy. So my brothers, in these days, we should be cautious, careful, don't waste time. Such majalis, there are very few around us. Very few. So my friends, for little excuses of the world, in these 10 days, don't leave these guys. Mubarak. Congratulations, congratulations. They deserve it of congratulations. Those people who until now, from the 1st of Dhul Hijjah until tonight, they have not left any gathering of dhikr, and they're continuous with steadfastness. They include in the morning and the evening. Congratulations. And what's happening? Allah's bringing us here with his tawfiq. He's given us the ability to come. And what mubarak can I give? Allah's angels are congratulating you. Alhamdulillah. What good people you are. You are azeem. You appreciated these days and the nights. And this is true. This is definite. To appreciate these gatherings is not a small thing in the eyes of our Lord. So alhamdulillah. Allah's shukr millions of times over. That we have this Shab-e Tarweer, the night of Tarweer. Allah Ta'ala has given us. And the Makkah people have got the ihram on. They're ready for Mina. And here we're sitting doing dhikr. Because this is all we've got, isn't it? So alhamdulillah. We are not less either with Allah Ta'ala's fadl. We are not less either. We are not lower. Our takbir is also being called. And we are also remembering Allah. This is not a small thing. Okay, fine. You do hajj or hajjis and we'll remember Allah Ta'ala here. There's no problem. No problem. We can do what we are capable of. So brothers, in the rest of the days, try. I will try. And I'm not something special. I'm not some chaudhry. Astaghfirullah. It's Allah's tawfiq that I will come as well. So you do dua for me and I will do dua for you. That these 2-3 days that are left, alhamdulillah, from tonight now. Today was the 7th. Tomorrow is the 8th of Dhul Hajj. And the day after tomorrow, that's it. 9th of Dhul Hajj. End of story. Hajj is gone. So where will these days go? The 10th of Dhul Hajj. Remember that we were sat in the 1st of Dhul Hajj. We spoke that these 10 days that are to come, we have to do these deeds. Isn't it? Do you remember? 7 days gone. Now look, 7 days have gone. Today is the 8th of Dhul Hajj. Hajj is starting. And tomorrow will be, day after will be Arafat and Hajj will be completed. Alhamdulillah. So brothers, these days and life will speed through the phases. Doesn't life pass through quickly? Those who've grabbed hold of the days, Allah Ta'ala says, you have got the luggage of your forgiveness for your salvation. Alhamdulillah. So since don't keep looking at your sins, glancing at your sins. Look at Allah Ta'ala's fadl, his grace. If Allah Ta'ala makes us do a good pious deed, we say, Allah, you've only made me do one good deed. All I've got is this, Allah. Allah, if you can accept it, then I'll be successful. At least I've got this in my luggage of deeds. So whenever you do a good deed, don't leave a good deed. When you see it, hear it, okay, you've committed the sins, leave it to the back. Come back to the good deeds. If you sin again, stand up, come back to the good deeds. People say, oh, I'm a sinner, how can I go? Oh, I've just sinned, I've done this dirty action. How can I do dhikr today? People say this, waswas of shaitan, shaitan's his relative. Oh, I just did this sin 30 minutes ago, I'm dirty and pure, how can I go and sit in dhikr? No, I'm not deserving of this. I need to clean myself first, become good, then I'll go to dhikr. Don't ever think like this. If Allah is hinting to you, giving you direction, your heart feels like, no problem, do wudu and reach to that majlis. Where are you going? Alhamdulillah. To such a place, you're going into a bathroom, a washroom, that as soon as you enter, Allah will clean you 100%. Your sins will be burnt away. This majlis will finish. This majlis will finish and the announcement will be made that go, Allah will say, go, I've forgiven all of these people. This is hadith. Sahih. That's it. Sins wiped away. As soon as we're standing at the end of the majlis and Allah will announce in the heavens, this man, son of this man, the son of this man, the son of this man, I've forgiven these people in the days and nights of Dhul Hijjah. SubhanAllah. Anyway, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. We are all deserved of the congratulations. Allah Ta'ala has given us his karma mercy. Recite Durood Sharif.